Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, people were asked at YouGov Daily, do you have a dream job? And 18% of us say, yes, my current job is my dream job.
That's a great question.
26% of us say, yes, I have a dream job, though my current job is not my dream job. I don't really get that one.
Well, I want to know this, because that could be a double-edged question. Because I think a lot of people will be asking that question. With your current skill level, what's your dream job?
That's different.
You know what I mean?
No.
I think some people are asking that themselves, because I think if you said you had a dream job, you would pick something that you're not good at, but if you could be good at that, that's what you'd be your dream job.
Those people that say they have one, but it's not the current one, well, that might be what they're working towards. You know
what I mean? What
maybe they're saying they are aware of one.
You have to adjust your dreams based off of your skill.
That's what I meant. Right. I think people are taking that quiz thinking that, because otherwise you would say no, because unless you are, because even like you're a famous rock star, a lot of those guys want to be movie stars, and vice versa.
What you're saying is a dream job that you could feasibly have.
That's like, what I think people were answering that question, but I think that I wouldn't answer it that way.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
I feasibly could have this gig. This is the only thing I'm trained for.
Yeah, but my dream job would be being Springsteen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. If I had a dream job, it'd be something that I'm not talented enough to do, and I wish then I'd be that guy.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted to be Bo Jackson when I was a kid.
There you go.
Oh, well, I'm not an athlete.
And you couldn't catch a ball out in the outfield.
Right. Right. The Little League right fielder isn't going to end up being Bo Jackson.
So I think if people took the question that way, it'd be way higher. It'd be almost 100%.
Yeah. You
know? No. Because a lot of people hate their freaking jobs.
No. They're not.
They have a dream job.
No, I'm sorry, Craig. They're not in their dream job.
Oh, most people aren't.
Yeah.
And those are always the people that say live in the dream. The people that are actually living the dream
never say that.
Live in the dream.
I mean, 18% of us say, yes, my current job is my dream job.
I realize anything could be a dream job because some people have, they set the bar low.
Right.
And that's what I've run into.
But, I'm thinking dream jobs are really limited. Like when I was 8, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball shortstop.
Right.
And then when I was 12, I wanted to do this. And then when I started doing this, I wanted to go on the PGA. That would be my dream job. I would love to be a professional golfer.
Exactly. See, that's what I mean. I think that's why most people, I don't think people answer the question that way, and I think that's the way I would answer it. I would answer, no, my dream job has nothing to do with something. I have fun every day here, and what I'm qualified to do, this is a pretty dreamy job. But I would rather, like Puss said, if somebody said, what would you want to be? I would want to be a rich rock star. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I can't sing and play guitar, so I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah, I think these people are assuming that it's something in their chosen field.
That's
like
it.
Thank
you.
Their dream job is on their current career path.
And that's what you should have.
Yeah.
But
more realistic.
But that's why I'm thinking they're answering it.
Right.
That way. Thank
not everybody.
Thank you for understanding that.
But if they wanted to be a rock star and say they're a local musician, maybe that counts as their dream job.
It does.
Yeah, if they are already a musician.
Yeah.
Because I know if I were a professional golfer, I'd be struggling on some mini tour.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but I'm still a professional golfer.
Right.
But that wouldn't be my dream job. I'd want to be
the star.
With the big boys.
Right.
Hey, there's glory in the Fargo Open, Todd. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, not as much.
Fargo Open.
26% of us say, yeah, we've got a dream job, but the current job, not the dream job. 25% say, no, I do not have a dream job. And then 7% of us don't know. And 25% of us answered, I don't work.
Well, I think the question should be phrased this way. If you could do anything, if you were good at anything, what would be your dream job? That way you're not limiting it to what you just qualified for. You know,
like a lot of people just don't want to do anything.
Right. Right.
Like if they had unlimited amounts of money or opportunities, they'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out.
That's true.
Okay. The guy who just emailed us and said your dream job is an assassin, please don't ever email again. I don't want to know you.
He's watching too
many. You're scaring me.
He's watching too many cool movies.
You're
where they think assassins
me.
Are cool and they're not.
Oh, I think you had someone in mind.
Okay, but still, I'm scared. I don't want that's
assassin. What's wrong with regional manager?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we got a little dilemma here, but I'm not going to bring any names into it. This woman sent a Facebook note and attached a text. It was a guy hitting on her, basically.
All right.
And this guy, his girlfriend, is this woman's best friend from high school, but they haven't seen each other in 4 years. So I guess her dilemma is, should she tell her friend that, hey, your boyfriend was hitting on me? I think it's probably best not to.
Oh, they're best friends?
Yeah. But
yeah.
They haven't seen each other in some time.
Doesn't matter.
But they were best friends in high school.
Yeah, I generally err towards not putting myself in the middle of drama I don't need to.
That's my thought, too.
I think she's going to tell, and I have no problem with her telling.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset if she did, but I would probably just not.
Yeah. Well, if he's reaching out to the best friend, he's got to be
casting a wide net. He's hitting on everybody else, too. If they were best friends at once, she's going to narc. And she, I don't think that's narking. I think I think it should be the other way around, too, you know? I hate to take the high road on this one, but I am. I think that she's going to say something anyway. She probably should say something.
Well, she's kind of looking out for her friend.
Looking out for a friend, you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of with Boston. Yeah. I really don't like to put myself in the middle of drama.
Well, yeah, nobody does, but I think you're helping your friend out there. You're helping your friend out there. Who's going to get mad at you? She's not interested in this guy.
I don't know.
Doing is helping her friend out.
Does she want to bang him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why would a guy sleaze on some girl he knows the girl he's dating?
Again, I can't get into that guy's head.
I mean, I know we're all dumb sometimes when it comes to women, obviously.
But yeah, he's obviously just chumming the water.
Yeah.
And she may not be the only one.
Are you done? Of course she's not the only one. Of course she's not the only one. He's chumming the water like that. By the way, she's going to do what she wants to do, but I think don't feel bad if you tell the girl. I think you should tell the girl, actually.
I just think of so many times it's backfired when you insert yourself into friends' relationships.
Yeah, then everybody hates you.
Yeah. And she's not friends with the guy. She's friends with the girl from high school. So she owes her friend that because of the guy. She ever finds out the guy was sleazy and she never told her, she'll never become friends with that girl. Friends before hoes.
You're right.
Man.
The dynamic is a little different there.
Friends before hoes. I love that one. That's how it rhymes. That's the old saying, right?
That's catchy.
Yeah. I got no problem with a woman calling the other woman.
Here's the trouble with it. Is there plausible deniability by the guy?
Well, depending how naive his girlfriend is, of course he's going to say.
Is there plausible deniability? Can he say, "Well, she took that wrong," or "No, I didn't"?
What's the text look like?
Or something like that?
He's going to spin no matter what.
I'm curious if he left himself plausible deniability. Now, if he did leave himself some plausible deniability on this, then to tell girl number one, it really creates a lot of unnecessary problem.
I think your conscience is clear when you tell the girl number one who wants your life.
Clearly hitting on her on this copy of the text message.
Right. Thank you. Okay, then.
Yeah. Tell her.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Well, if it's that clear, then.
He could deny, but no.
Oh, he will try to deny. But
okay. I didn't realize.
His words say otherwise.
Okay.
But then it's off her conscience. She's not. You do with this what you want. I'm out.
There's
of here.
That. Right. There is that way to deal with
it. Right,
right. I got this text message.
You deal with
this however you want.
You're my friend. I think you should have seen this, and then I'm moving on.
Now, how did he have her number to be able to? Or was it through Facebook?
No, this looks like a text message.
What's the hitting text?
But you're right. It could have been a Facebook one.
Could you read what it says in the hitting without reading the name? What's the text say that she's sleazing on her?
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in this room and pass out. Don't mind if you pull my pants down, that kind of stuff.
No. Not that blatant.
That's that guy told that guy the beard.
He's like, dude, you said it was fine.
How blatant is it, though?
Well,
how you doing?
He hits on her.
We should get together sometime?
And then she says, I'm not comfortable with that. No, and then he apologizes.
Well, what's the line?
I didn't know you were in a relationship.
No. What's the hit on line?
What did he say to her?
Yeah, you're
what was the what not, was the come on?
You're not reading this. What's the actual line?
I don't have it here.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Well, and also, if she hasn't seen this girl in 4 years, I don't know how much she would insert herself into the middle of their relationship. She's oh, by the way, this is happening. You know, good luck.
Yeah, are they still tight? I mean, you can be away from somebody for 4 years.
Yeah, hell
still
yeah.
Still be
a really good
friend.
I don't see people for two years at a clip because I get people friends all over the country. And they're still my best friends. So, you can tell.
See, I think I'm just gun-shy because I always flash back to the time that my buddy broke up with a girl because she was cheating on him. And right. We all went, man, we've hated her the whole time.
Yeah.
And she's terrible. And then they got back together.
Two different things,
and
though.
Things got weird.
Two different things.
Not a straight comparison,
I've been in that situation, too.
Staying out of relationships of friends.
What if this got awkward, it's not like they're hanging out if they haven't been in the same room in that long.
Right. I think the guy, obviously the guy's chumming the water. She ain't the only woman he hit on.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. He wants a threesome. I assume with her and her friend.
Well, then it sounds like he has the intention of involving the girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
That's different completely.
He may have gotten permission from the girlfriend to do that.
He may have.
That changes everything.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Well, then you should check it. Hey, your husband's trolling for a threesome with me and you. Are you into that?
Well, then she's saying, are we going to do this?
Yeah.
If she says that, then either way.
Giddy up.
Right. And if you are, what are you doing Thursday night? Right.
She's in a relationship, so she's not interested.
Apparently Nick has Thursday night open.
What's tonight?
You're right. You had to pick a day. You might as well pick tonight. Why waste time?
All right. Well, everybody's on board. Let's go.
Before you change your mind.
Yep. Let's do lunch.
Hell with night. Let's do it at noon.
Yeah, you're right. The girlfriend may be in the loop here.
Yeah. Like Craig said, plausible.
The only way you find out is tell her.
Yeah. You might as well ask now.
Unless he plans a threesome and the girlfriend's not there. He's like, she couldn't make it, but...
Right, because he had plans with her.
This guy's got some balls and some confidence. I'll admire that.
Well, no, because if the girlfriend said, if they are in a relationship where occasionally or however often they bring in a third person, female, they have to acquire that female somehow.
Right.
Right. And you
don't call your old friend I wanted to bang the whole time.
You don't go asking for a third, unless your partner already approves.
Right.
Well, yeah.
You don't.
You don't assume that your partner is going to be into it.
Hey, I got this girl to say yes. Now will you say yes?
Right.
Okay. She's on the line right now. We'll call her Jade.
Hopefully that's not her name.
All right.
You screwed us up before.
Fill us in now.
Hi, Jane.
What have we gotten right and what have we gotten wrong?
Okay. So, did you find the first message, Todd, where I sent the screenshot?
What's a screenshot of the first message, Todd? That's what she has. She's asking.
The text.
That's what he asked. I could tell you what he said. I didn't know if you guys have heard that, if there was a lag in between the radio or not.
Well, the line was what?
Okay, the top of the text, it's got your response. And it says, comfortable with that, but never say never, blah, blah, blah. And then he apologizes. I just have what he's written.
He says, so this is kind of odd to ask, and I can add her to the conversation if you feel comfortable. We're at a point in our relationship, we are entertaining the idea of maybe bringing someone else into the mix on occasion.
Got it.
We both agree that if it was possible, it should be someone we're comfortable with, a good idea, or we think that you would be a good fit.
Okay.
Please don't be offended or judge us.
Oh, so the woman is, your ex-friend's involved in this. I got it.
So she knows.
She knows. Okay.
He says she knows.
Oh, he says she knows.
Never in the conversation.
Oh, so you're thinking that might be his end just to try to have sex with you by saying something like that. I got it.
Because then at 4:47 this morning, he said, let's just say I have a slightly different mental pick of you nowadays.
A slightly different what?
A different mental picture of you nowadays.
Okay. Right. Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
It means he's thinking about banging her.
Yeah, he's just thinking about that. So, do you know him in person, obviously, from years ago?
Yeah, have you met the guy?
I have never met him.
Oh.
I haven't seen this girl for like 7-8 years, probably.
I assume that you're not into the threesome, right?
No.
Okay. All
right. No, not.
Okay.
An emphatic no.
Right. So you want to know if you should protect this woman by calling her and telling her, right?
Well, yeah. Do I send her the screenshots of the message or what?
Like, well, I do see this. Listen, whatever you guys are into, I guess you were saying this to your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your friend. Hey, whatever you guys are into is your own business, but I want you to know that your boyfriend reached out for me to join you in a threesome. Did you know about this? I think that's legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odds of me seeing them ever again anyway is so slim. They live so far away.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And she can't get mad at you for bringing that up. Say, listen, I wanted you to know that he asked me about this. I'm not into it, but you guys have fun.
Yeah. Okay. Now, well, that was just the confusion, getting messages from him at 4 o'clock this morning. I was like,
yeah, if he's,
I don't think so.
So he's, you up, 4 o'clock in the morning, is you up?
And yeah. you don't know this guy.
And you don't even know this guy, do you? What'd you say?
Never met him.
Okay, you never even met the guy?
Never met the guy, never talked to the guy? This just came from out of the blue?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's a creep alert.
Right. How does he know about you then, through social media?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a Facebook message.
Okay, Facebook. Okay. All right. Do you have a boyfriend yourself?
I am seeing someone, yes.
Yeah, he might not like you jumping in bed with two other people.
And that's how I had responded to the guy. I said, I'm in a semi-serious relationship, and I wouldn't be comfortable with anything like that.
All right. Did he say, did he say speaking of semi?
Yeah,
what he said
semi.
Because he sounds like a creep. All right. I got no problem with you telling your friend that. I don't think any of us really have a problem with you telling your friend that. But
yeah, and I wouldn't advise you use this guy's approach.
No.
Find a friend of your girlfriend, creep on her Facebook page, and leave her a message asking if she wants to get involved in a threesome.
Yeah.
At nearly 4 in the morning.
Yeah. No. Hey, let us know what happens, all right? Whatever you decide to do, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Jane.
Yeah.
When can we have a threesome?
That was a Larry King chick. Yeah. Larry King ass. She got him on voicemail. Here he is.
When can we have a threesome?
It was Larry King.
Only his greatest stuff lives on.
Exactly. Right. That's hilarious. All right.
Yeah, that's a lot different than him just reaching out, being like, "When are you going to be in town?"
Exactly, right.
What is that, threesome?
Yep.
What? That was an answer on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
What is that, threesome?
Yeah, it was a wrong answer.
Yeah.
But it was an answer.
That's
somebody
too bad,
said it.
They're like, "What is a gangbang?"
That's too bad. That was a wrong answer.
I know.
Out of Michigan, a home was for sale, and the homeowners asked to have their property inspected at the request of the buyers. That's common. The property was being inspected by Kevin Wayne Van Leuven. A nursery camera in the nursery, detected movement, so the homeowner checked her phone. And she caught Mr. Van Leuven pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll.
Man.
He's louvin' it in there.
Of course.
He's louvin' it in there.
On the trail cam.
After he finished, he put the doll back in where it was, in its original place. Officers questioned him about the incident. He said he had moved the doll just to check an electrical outlet, and then he made incriminating statements and apologized after he was told, you know, there was a camera in there. Oh, sorry about that, Chief. Van Leuven is now not allowed to be alone in a home that is not his, may not contact the homeowners, and is required to undergo a mental health evaluation.
You're not going
to
keep a home inspecting job if you're not allowed to be in a home.
Nope.
That's not a screwdriver, man.
If I were selling my house, I would put an Elmo in every room and ask for that guy specifically.
And
watch him
and
on
put
the
a
camera.
Hole in the,
right?
Put a hole in all the Elmos, too, right. By the way. Yeah. Pre-holed out. What a freak, man. What a freak. Unfortunately, He's done that before in other places with no camera.
Gotten away with it.
Right.
Was not the first time.
No baby cam in that room.
Not his first Elmo rodeo.
Yeah, don't blacklight all the stuffed animals.
Elmo's seen some things, man.
That poor dude.
You're right. He's shell-shocked.